Carl Gustafson's dream hasn't been without challenges. He started organizing the Snowy Range Music Festival in 2009.
Here's how bad it is. The first year that I had this, 6 weeks later, I had a heart attack.
So why keep going?
That's a good question, man. But then you start thinking, what is life for? It's not to just maintain your heartbeat. You know, it's to accomplish, to build character, wisdom, memories, to love people, to do things.
Carl Gustafson says the Snowy Range Music Festival is a gift to his hometown, the place where his music career started in the 60s. This year's festival drew more than 2,000 pitches from bands. Gustafson says he picks the best, and he's not bound by genre. He's putting about 20 styles of music on stage this weekend, and one of those styles is country.
People kept telling me American roots music other than country is never going to go in Wyoming.
So he's hoping a country singer like Leanne Rimes can sell more tickets and bring in new fans who will then be exposed to new styles of music.
I want people to see there's so much more out there, such a big, beautiful variety. I mean, would you only like one kind of tree? You know, and you're, yeah, I'm a spruce man.
Gustafson is backed by four investors who put up $500,000 each year to put on the Snowy Range Music Festival. And so far, they've taken a significant loss every year.
And I think it's because fans don't trust marketing, because our American society has become a big blast of superlatives. Everything's the greatest.
Gustafson's also trying to draw new festival attendees with veteran string jam band Leftover Salmon with guest mandolinist Sam Bush. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? So far, feedback from the crowd has been so encouraging, the Snowy Range Music Festival investors have promised a sixth year, and they've offered a challenge to music fans.
Here's one promise they made me, and I would like you to know this. If we sell out even one of the 3 days, they will immediately start negotiating to get land, work with the city, to start building a big permanent stage.
Gustafson says with local government support, he envisions an iconic state-of-the-art stage and the major music festival in the Rockies. He knows his goals are ambitious.
If I pull this off in the least populated state in the Union, somebody's going to write a book about it. I think the people of Laramie are going to eventually say, there is a book out called Acres of Diamonds, and the whole point of it was that you're looking all over the world for all the cool stuff, and you've got diamonds right in your backyard. I think they're going to view this as a diamond in their backyard someday.
So Carl Gustafson has thrown down the gauntlet, and he's waiting for the Snowy Range Music Festival's breakout year. Now it's up to the public to get the party going at the Albany County Fairgrounds this weekend. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer.